I literally just said to my co-host, let's go if you're really ready. Not knowing if she's actually ready or if I'm just goofing off as like a radio DJ playing the hits. Sunday.
Sunday.
Oh my gosh.
Crack open a cold box of wine or pour something cold on ice because it's the Binge Watchers Podcast.
Yeah, crack it open if you got one, folks. You know, it's a like the weather apparently called for humid weather, sweaty ball crotch weather out here in Boston. Keep your balls fresh,
swamp ass.
Folks. Yeah, get that swamp ass going, swamp ass summer. We're getting prepared for it, though. We got our tea tree oil, our lavender. We got our scrubs. We're ready to go. So, Johnny Spoiler at this point is kind of a legend, and he gets invited to legendary parties, and he might be a legendary party guy. Parties like his friend Marty. However, party responsibly, of course. I can't make judgment. We'll cast no stones. You know what I was thinking, though? I can't tell you that AG1 is a hangover cure. I can't say it's not a hangover cure. Take it in the morning, and it jumpstarts me. And was I at a party the other night? Maybe. Did I meet a famous figure skater that I didn't even know was out here? Did she run her hands through my hair at a bar or making jokes with the boys? Maybe. How do you get it so soft? That's a secret. I ain't saying. That'll be on another episode. How do you get your hair so soft? Take care of your hair, guys. The girls will love it. That's it. I'm keeping it. That's the end of that. But however, AG1 actually is one of our real sponsors. And, you know, the sponsors keep the lights on, guys. So if you want to try it, they're giving away some freebies at athleticgreens.com/spoiler. And again, I can only make recommendations for your health. I can't tell you how to be healthy or not. And I can't tell you how to cure swamp ass like you heard a minute ago. I can only tell you the things that work for Johnny Spoiler. And I'm joined by Jordan Savage, who can review a movie without having seen it. That's how savage she is. And she's rocking a classic Binge Watchers t-shirt, which is still available on TeePublic. But lately, you know, I feel like TeePublic's doing this kind of wrong. I might be looking for shopping around for a new promo thing or whatever. Because I saw that one of our killer designs from Spring Break Killers was like ripped off and put on like a Russian or Chinese website. They're like best-selling t-shirt. You know what I mean? And I'm like, hey, TeePublic, you want to ask them to pull that down? TeePublic's like, yeah, you could maybe send them an email. I'm like, oh, thanks. Really supportive of your podcasters there. You know,
I guess like, that's how you know you really made it is when you get like
your stuff is getting stolen. Yeah, you're getting pirated.
China copyright. Yeah.
For all we know, actually, there are other people. We did the Binge Watchers podcast first, right? So, like, I equate it to the Ghostbusters story. So, there's like the animators don't have copyright laws where the Ghostbusters people hired to make the Ghostbusters cartoon. So they had another cartoon come out, right? It's like Ghostbusters came out and then they're like, oh man, but that's not like the official cartoon. So then they're like, that's why they called it the real Ghostbusters, right?
Oh my goodness.
So this is like our this is the real Binge Watchers podcast, the original and the best. But there is like a ripoff in Germany and there's a ripoff like in India and there's like a couple, maybe there's other other riffraffs running around, but it's like, you're right. That's where we are. That's the level we're on is we're crushing it. And they're like, let's just see if they can pretend that we're their show or whatever, right?
Yeah. They say copying is the biggest form of flattery. So
it truly is. They're BitTorrenting the shit out of us. And I only spoil the movies I love, folks. So actually, if they're paying attention to the episodes, they might actually clue into movies that I actually like, right? If I throw in a spoiler, then it might line up. I was thinking about that when I was writing his notes. Yeah, we make notes for the episode. Don't call us writers because all the writers are on strike. We're not writing shit. These ideas are falling out of the sky. All right. Home on the range. I almost said home on the range. Home video headlines. What's the latest and greatest in the world of TV and movies? Well, I just said it. Everybody's on strike. Let's see. No. Disney won't release the completed Alien vs. Predator anime. There's like 10 to 13 episodes that Fox made right before Fox was acquired by Disney. And the creator was like in a major article. I think, Jordan, you were telling me you saw the article too.
I did.
But they're not going to pop off and put it out there. And I'm just like, man. And in contrast to that, like all the big streamers are like killing their catalogs and movies that have been on their channels before they were streamers are suddenly not like hundreds of TV shows and movies, like hundreds at this point. And I get it. Like, so they might, their server costs must be out of control, like hundreds of thousands of dollars or maybe millions of dollars on like internet space to store the digital files. But it's like, what's going to happen? Are we going to have a dynamic like physical media market to come back and like save all these TV shows and movies? Or are they just literally going to blink out of existence? That's crazy.
Makes me sad to think about it, but
yeah, like this sequel miniseries to Willow, and they had a really funny behind the scenes documentary that had Christian Slater in it. He puts like a bit part on the show, but in the documentary, he alludes to the fact that like Willow 2 is because of him and not because of Willow. You know what I mean? Not because of Warwick Davis, and it's really like it's like a mockumentary kind of behind the scenes, right? Like it's like all jokes, and like that'll be pulled down off Disney Plus like next week or something. And I'm like, so how do you get it? Like, it's just gone. like it never existed. Anyway, pretty sad. Another sad thing is Jim Brown died. He was a cool dude, man. Jim Brown, like he was the boxer that punched out aliens in Mars Attacks. He goes all the way back like to classic stuff, like in the 70s, like Knight Rider, A-Team. He was in the football movie as I think one of the coaches in Any Given Sunday with Jamie Foxx when he played a football player. And then he's also in Ice Station Zebra, which we are going to watch that movie at some point on the show. And then he's also in Dirty Dozen. So, I mean, he's got a pretty well-rounded career, and he was a pretty good actor. But more importantly, he's like a real-life NFL Hall of Famer. Like, he was on the Cleveland Browns in the 50s and 60s. He's a running back. He actually won, like, the Rookie of the Year. So, you know, unfortunately, he's not with us anymore. But go and look up his classic movies and some of the shows I mentioned. You'll have a good time. And what else is going on? Oh, I previewed the artwork today for the Summer Splash 5. We are like maybe a week away from jumping into our horror movie festival. This is the fifth year out. And we always change the artwork and have some killer stuff come down. And like, so we have an exclusive t-shirt that's like, I'm calling the Franchise Killer t-shirt. And then I saw the actual like podcast artwork for the website and the episodes. And like, it's primo. I don't even know how to say it. Like, I got super excited. Like, I almost spoiled it by dropping it without a watermark, like all over the internet. I was like, oh, no, I can't do that.
I'm getting hyped
about getting ripped off. Yeah. like, gotta be careful, even though we're excited for these horror movies around the corner.
Swamp Ass Summer Slash, unofficially.
Hey, you know what? And the design is kind of a little bit swampy, kind of a little monstrous, kind of mutated, kind of fleshy. So it fits right in, right into that tight pocket.
Jordan can handle it. I'm getting super hyped for this. This is going to be great.
It's a totally different vibes recording on a Sunday afternoon to a Monday night. what else is going on? Oh, we have arrived at tonight's movie, which includes Savage Stash. Real quick, Redline is an anime about a daredevil named JP. He wants to compete in the most popular and most dangerous race in the galaxy called Redline, and it only recurs every 5 years. In order to get into it, he's got to like overcome a few obstacles. The mafia that rig all his races, the government that doesn't want the race on our planet because they're robots, and I'm like, get away, people. And then even love. He's in love with another racer, and he's like, if I win, she loses. We're never going to date and have babies. If she wins and I lose, I'm a pathetic loser, and she only dates winners, man.
He's definitely he's kind of like a hopeless romantic, which I loved that.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of cool that they have background too. Like, there's a few flashbacks. Like, so he's known the female racer whose name is like Soshi, I think, but her nickname on the course, of course, it's a little sexist. They call her Cherry Boy Hunter.
Like,
Jordan just rolled her eyes, knows what it feels like.
I liked her a lot.
Yeah. She's real cool. Real cool.
We get into the savage stats.
Let's get into the savage.
All right, stats. I got a couple here for you guys.
That'll so make even that, it'll sound even cooler when we're doing the horror movie episodes.
Savage stats.
Savage stats. So Redline was released several years later than originally planned. Its development took 7 years and used 100,000 handmade drawings, which. Excuse my pronunciation on this. Malguan notes is more than usual as it's Kiyoki's directorial debut. So this was his Kiyoki's deck.
I didn't know it was hand drawn, dude. I thought it was like all computer animated.
Which is, I mean, it's insanely beautiful to look at.
Yeah.
And the animation itself, while I was reading some of these, you know, statistics and just looking up on the internet, kind of mentioned a couple different animes that I put down on my list just due to like the artwork itself. So it was definitely, it's really, really cool to watch. Distribution in North America is handled by Manga Entertainment. This was the last new product release through the American division of Manga before they ceased distributing to new titles to the United States. So that I found interesting.
Do you know if Paramore, the other movie, is the same people, or if Dead Leaves, the anime, is the same people?
I should look.
Or like if there's any other animes by the same studio or something? Because like, Madhouse was touched on the as one of the distributors of this, I think. And they're a big anime like distribution company. Put out like classics like Ninja Scroll.
IMDb. And then I feel like this is definitely a dangerous detail kind of fact, because I always thought it was interesting when we bring up box office stuff, but Redline was unsuccessful at the box office. It saw greater success following its home release and critical reviews, and it is now considered a cult film. Of course, it was supposed to release in like 2009, but then it ended up doing obviously like massive tours and film festivals all over the
year. Home video is kind of like anime's bread and butter. Like, for an anime to hit, like, it would have to be passed around as a tape back in the day, or like people find it online. Unfortunately, probably the box office would be higher if it wasn't ripped off so much. Like, people rip copies and share anime. You know what I mean? So it's like, if it wasn't such a cult thing, like cult classics and, you know, kind of like a midnight movie thing, then, you know, maybe bigger box office. But
Yeah, I can understand why it's considered a cult film. But then finally, when it went to Japan, I could see how that home release was making it pop off. But there you are. So much stats.
Whoa. We're about to jump into the favorite bits. I just want to say, like, for me, it hits all the bases in anime. It's got bright colors. It's got interesting, motivated characters. It's funny, like, unusually good characters in anime that like have something to say, have opinions, and they want something, and they're actually drawn better than a lot of characters in live action movies. Like, usually in live action movies, half the characters, even the, I think that's what it is, because even the bit characters in anime have something that they want, just like the protagonist. Whereas in real movies, it's like, here's the 3-4 people you care about, everybody else is just cannon fodder, you know? And the animation is sick. So what are you gonna do? Bright colors, good characters, sick anime, you know. Tell where I'm going with my with the ratings, but we'll get there. Favorite bits, Jordan, what do you got?
Start off, I would say one of my favorite bits was like the driver card. I don't know if that's like the correct term to describe it, but it's when they were featuring like all of the drivers that would be participating in Redline and kind of gave them that like 5-second preview of like what, you know, their personality was. I thought that was really cool. Of course, I loved the like royal twins, Boy Boy and Boss Boss. And they are like later referenced as cosplaying rejects from a porno. I thought this movie had like some comedy in it, and it was kind of funny that
then there's like those two girls that are like cosplay / sugar baby / cam girl racers.
They're like totally cute, you know. They've got hearts on their cheeks and pink and blue, and they're really sassy. And
there's bounty hunters. Like their video clip is just them murdering one of the guys they're chasing down or whatever.
Yeah, I thought that was like probably one of my favorite initial bits. I liked how, and we've said this with the past couple episodes and the movies that we've been watching, is like, it goes straight into action and it does also character development, and you don't really need to have like a ton of it to be able to enjoy who the characters are right away. I of course loved the flashbacks because it's putting a little bit more context into like the story, of course, as it's happening. Like, what's his name? JP's, you know, partner. His name's Frisbee. He's this like alien.
Oh yeah. That's like the mechanic. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, you know, you find out like the reason why he is like, you find out the reason why JP and Frisbee are the way that they are. And it, like,
So I'll give a little background. I'll drop a spoiler. So there's like a scam they're running with JP, who's like the main character, but he has to lose every race. Like basically he's such a good racer that he should be the champion at least 3 or 4 times, but because he's kind of an indentured servant to the Kingpin, who used to be, when he's a kid, he used to be his favorite racer, but then he gets hooked up, like you said, with this guy Frisbee, and he has to lose every race. And then like they have a really good mechanic who kind of looks like a grasshopper, and they build him these amazing cars. And then like even the dirty money that he gets is kind of blown because he has to then rebuild the damaged cars, right, that he loses.
Well, kind of cool thing is that he gets to continue to race, and that's like why Frisbee did it in the first place, was he like got hooked up with the mafia so that he could get the money to help JP
whatever continue it takes to race.
Yeah. And so I'm like, it's just, you know, has this like low key, like heartfelt story, you know, in the like underlying in the massive action. I also thought the restaurant scene was super cool. Oasis, like as all of the racers gathering.
It's the biggest spoiler. JP wins, folks. That's your spoiler alert. He's going to win for once in his life. Yeah. Whether he survives, different question. Won't spoil that.
They do say that his hair is what helped him get over the finish line. Yeah. So I thought that was kind of cool.
Technically, him and the woman of his dreams are flying through the air because the car exploded. So we don't actually know if they survive, to be honest.
This is true. I didn't think about that.
Yeah. I mean, it ends with them, you know, one last kiss. Who knows? I mean, somebody will have to catch him with a pretty strong net that doesn't shatter them in pieces because of the inertia of being thrown out of the vehicle. Anyway, we won't go off on the science of anime. any more bits, or should I just drop mine?
No, get into your bits. Is it my turn?
Okay. Thanks. There's an alien that sells cigarettes, but it's implied that she might produce the cigarettes inside of her body, right? Because her head's like smoking and oozing, and she has to go inside her little cubby in the darkness and produce the cigarettes. And then she gives him a pack that looks like crumpled, like maybe she's recycling the containers. So I thought for a second, like maybe they are really trying to imply that like her body produces the cigarettes that she sells in her little kiosk or whatever, right? So I thought that was amazing, the little cigarette alien lady. And then the grasshopper mechanic, who I mentioned a second ago when Jordan was telling her story, is like builds the special cars for JP, and then actually at one point rescues Frisbee from the Kingpin, and that shootout is badass. Like he busts through the window in his little truck or whatever, and like he got his little like superistic future shotgun, and he like saves Frisbee's life from, because Frisbee's like, you know, no, we're not doing it this time, and you know, my man JP's gonna win, and then they're like, sorry to do this to you, Frisbee. You know what I mean? The other gangsters come out. They're going to beat him to death. And then, like, the grasshopper dude. I didn't remember the grasshopper dude's name, but he's, like,
Old Man Moby. Old.
Yeah. What is it?
It's Old Man Moby, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, Old Man Moby. Yeah. There you go. So those are my two favorite parts. You think it'd be the action, the racing, the kissing? Those scenes stood out. There was a line, actually, that Soshi says, that Cherry Boy Hunter says after she wins the yellow line race or whatever. But it's like, that's why I do have a little notebook. I swear it's real. I'll show it to Jordan. I have a movie notebook. I'm supposed to catch the dialogue clips, you know, and like, so I can tell them during the bits. But this time I was just kind of like watching it on my phone, trying to get some stuff done last minute, because we're dropping this episode early. Because again, off to London, but we didn't want to skip the content calendar. So we're trying to jam this in on a Sunday. Different vibes, totally different vibes from a Monday
Johnny
night.
Johnny Spoiler, like working overtime.
Oh, God. That's me fanning out my zebra shirt.
Yeah.
Let's see. Oh, so we're at the ratings. So we say binge now, binge later, binge never. If you never heard our show, this is what it means. Binge now. Forget everything else you want to watch, your true crime documentary shows, your Dead Over the Hill or whatever Jordan keeps telling me to watch, and move it to the top of your playlist. Later means get around to it eventually, but you can still go watch Back to the Future 3 and also the documentary about freaking, wow, his name's, I can't believe it. He's still like my favorite boy, Michael J. Fox. There's a documentary about his Parkinson's that just came out on Apple. So it later just means get around to it, but it's still good enough to watch. Binge never means you're going to waste time. You can't get it back. Don't do it. Okay? So that's where we're at. But Jordan can start off the ratings.
Binge now, for sure. This was my favorite one that we watched all month. They all hit really high for me, but this was pretty cool. This was a good one, for sure.
Yeah, also, binge now for me as well. Okay. Secret about Jonah's spoiler for the listeners that really care. Jordan, you can cover your ears or you can hear it. I don't know what to say. It's covering her ears, kind of. My nipples are always half hard. Used to have the left one pierced. They're not pierced now. They're just big. It's natural. I don't know. However, it's a binge now. They're hard, okay? Like, it's an action movie with lots of racing, lots of anime cool shit. You feel like you're in the car with the racers. You feel for this JP guy. It's like a Star Wars level character, you know? Like the Luke Skywalkers of the racers. And also, not gonna lie, Cherry Boy Hunter is the perfect princess.
She's
but also
awesome.
Has an attitude. So she's cool as hell, yeah. It's a total binge now. And actually, it's a good finale for anime month, celebrating anime. And like Legend of Lumiere, we did last week, is like a classic. I love it. But it's like this could nudge it out. But it's I've been holding off. Somebody recommended this to me like a couple years ago, and I've been holding off for the right time. This was the right time. So we just jammed through Redline. Jordan, you can unplug your ears now. And oh, fan service. This is killer. This is kind of inspired by Jordan. This is, send us a video of what's your scary favorite movie, okay? What's your favorite scary movie? We're going to do like probably one of the biggest prizes we've ever done. The winner will get to join us for our podcast and talk about scary movies. And then we're going to send you a massive horror movie bundle plus a Visa gift card. We want 30-second to 1-minute videos or voicemails that will turn into videos. If you're too shy to be on video, just send us a voicemail, and then we'll turn it into a cartoon video anyway. We're going to drop them on our socials, and then some of them will be the favorite ones we find. We'll, like, if we like the movies you're suggesting, we'll play them on the episodes. I'd like to get 10 to 15, 20, 50, whatever. And then we'll have, one winner. I'm a softy, so if we get a couple videos that we really like, I'll probably give you prizes anyway. Don't tell anyone. But, you know, that's how it goes.
Staff picks. Each of the hosts can recommend something they've enjoyed recently, besides the movie of the week.
Anything, Jordan?
I'm still raving about Horror in the High Desert is what it is, and I'll spoil it this week. It's a pseudo documentary.
Who were you texting about it? So, like somebody on the movie or just a friend or like she sent me this
just
screenshot.
Someone from high school. Yeah. So, shout out to Justin for watching what I recommended. I really appreciate it. He said it was super scary. I had a couple friends give me some feedback on it. Yeah. It is. I wanted to give a.
Has he heard the podcast?
I don't know. I guess I gotta ask.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it is a pseudo documentary. So it's just like Blair Witch Project, which we've also talked about the last couple of weeks, or anything like Paranormal Activity. So those kind of things are up your alley. This had me literally shaken for like 30 minutes. So
what is it called? Haunted Rocks?
Horror in the High Desert.
Horror in the High Desert as opposed to Scary Stuff in the Low Desert. That's the sequel.
There you go.
Yeah. And now I'm just like teasing it because I haven't watched it yet. And I'm just like poking fun. But
just watch it. It was scary. So, yeah. What about you? Did you watch anything that was good?
Again, I gotta be like, I forgot to write down what I watched. Because I know I've seen things between the last time we spoke and today. But, you know. And then somebody's like, oh, when you're in London or whatever, are you going to like, because you're getting ready for the trip, are you going to like do the tour stuff, go to the palace? I'm like, no, I'm not going to go to the palace. I don't care about the royal family's guards and the weird hats standing outside of their house where they live. I'm not there to be a tourist. I'm going to go to some pubs. I'm going to meet some cool people. You know what I mean? I'm not going to, like, I mean, tourist. I'm going to try not to get arrested and end up in a London jail.
Yeah, don't do that.
That could ruin the show forever. No, I'm not going to take it that far. I'm just trying to paint the picture of, like, no, I'm going to relax and go to the Spotify thing that they are bringing me up for. And, like, I've never been there. How can I can't totally predict what I'm going to do on there.
Right.
The jail thing's a joke, folks. Disclaimer, jokes, okay?
Like, Frank won't be able to bail you out this time across seas, so sorry.
Oh, yes, he's only, he's not a, what do they call the attorneys there? What do they have a different name for him? It's not advocates. It's like they have some special name for attorneys there. I forgot. It's like a different word. And they wear wigs. Man.
Interesting.
But I could see that. Like, yeah, he doesn't have the papers to be a legal rep in England.
He's only
registered in Colorado or whatever.
Only licensed here in the United States to practice law.
Only licensed for U.S. law. Man. I mean, it's not that far-fetched because cats can inherit stuff from their dead owners. Like, if there's, like, a millionaire who has a cat and they die, the cat gets the house, the cars, the money, just to have a good cat life for the rest of the cat life, you know? So, like, I could see, like, how far-fetched is it to send in a cat to law school? You know what I mean? Like, oh, the cat's a lawyer now. Legit. Dang.
I could see it happening. If he's got enough money, why not? So.
Yeah, yeah. Raise your right paw. Whatever. Dang. It's time to wrap it up. My notes say wrap it up and preview what's coming next. What is coming next? We kind of teased it earlier. We're going to, strap in, start screaming now. Keep telling yourself it's only a podcast. That's an old horror movie thing. Like, just keep telling yourself it's only a movie. I think it was Last House on the Left that did that. Like, on the posters and the previews. Like, just keep telling yourself it's only a movie. Just keep telling yourself it's only a podcast. Oh, it's super scary. And so Summer Slash 5 is here. This is our fifth year out with our horror movie festival. It's a horror movie marathon that takes over our regular podcast. So the intro is different. We go in depth on the movies, deeper than we usually go with these movies. Like, we tell you our favorite things on here. No, this is killer. It's like critical study of these movies. And that starts pretty much like next. So the hashtag to follow is #SummerSlash Year 5, horror movie number 5. And we got, again, the best artwork I've ever seen.
Stoked. So
stickers, glow-in-the-dark stickers. We're going to maybe produce a lamp, collector's lamp. I'm talking to an NFT company next week. Well, actually, probably after London, so maybe 2 weeks, but we'll figure this out. Good stuff, guys. Good, big, big, big stuff coming up.
Lots of stuff coming down the pipe. That's exciting. Oh, yeah. I want to see this lamp.
Don't tell anyone. I'm also going to try to make a movie this year. If I'm not too big for my boots, but TBD, TBD, is that what they say? I'm going to TCB on my TBD. I'll be back. Like, I'm going to take care of business on that to be determined. No, I don't know. Has anybody ever said that combination?
I don't know, but I love TCB. I TCB all the time.
So I say, like, so. For fear of missing out, I'm going to take care of business on my to be determined. So FOMO, TCB, TBD. Nice.